Is there a major life transition benching you? I know you may be asking, what's next? What's my purpose? What if? Because I've asked those too. Welcome to the Start Your Comeback podcast. I'm Toni Thrash, a certified life coach, and I want to share the tools and practical steps to help you create a winning game plan to move into your new adventure. Hi, welcome back. You're listening to episode 20. Today's episode dives deep into the treacherous territory of fear, specifically the paralyzing whisper of what ifs. We'll explore how these insidious questions can hold us back and equip you with tools to silence them and then step confidently into your power. You see, fear, much like a skilled swordsman, can disarm us with its swift, precise attacks. It exploits our vulnerabilities, whispering doubts, and vividly painting worst-case scenarios. The what-ifs become battle cries, urging us to retreat to the comfort of the familiar, even if it's stagnant and unfulfilling. As a 6 on the Enneagram, this is my everyday thought patterns and processes. I go to the worst case scenario and then plan backwards. I have a backup plan for my backup plan for my backup plan. It is not a healthy way to approach life, and without some serious work, we continue to live like this. You see, when you're walking through a transition of any kind, you experience fear and loads of what-if scenarios. It doesn't matter what it is, there is usually fear. So ask yourself, what happens if the what if actually happens? Then what? Let me explain what happens when your what if happens. You get up the next day and you do what you know to do. Period. It isn't fancy or world changing. You just do it. Then the next day, you do it all over again. And then again, and then again. Your fear is now a reality, and you have two options. Let it hold you back, or you go through it one step at a time. Before long, your what if and the devastations it has brought become your then what, or more importantly, your what gods. I was at a conference many years ago and heard a speaker say, quit letting your what ifs be bigger than your what gods. You see, God's bigger and can do anything. And sometimes our what ifs overshadow what God can do. So instead, what we need to do is we need to reframe our what ifs from threats and then change those to mere possibilities. What if they became prompts for exploration, not just pronouncements of doom? By understanding the root of our fears and acknowledging their legitimacy, we can disarm them. Now our what-ifs become then-whats and what-gods. Let's explore some common what-ifs and strategies to counter them. Now remember, any life's transition will throw these at you. It is a normal compass for how we encounter them. However, we get to choose how to build resiliency and learn to believe we are going to make it through. So here's the first one. What if I fail? This fear often stems from perfectionism and the fear of judgment. We are our own worst enemy. We don't believe in that while we are in the middle of divorce or retirement, we can succeed, or that we will succeed. Remember, failure is feedback, not a sentence. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? The other thing is, what if they laugh at me? This fear thrives on the illusion of a critical audience. Focus on authenticity and self-expression, knowing your value rests not on external validation, but on your worth. There will be those around you that are critical and judgmental, but you have had the foresight to surround yourself with an army of encouragers. Next, what if I regret it? Well, this fear can paralyze us from taking action. Acknowledge your concerns, but also consider the potential regret of not acting. Weigh the pros and cons, and then trust your gut instinct. Now, on to the crucial question. How do we build trust in ourselves and our decisions? Here are some key steps. 1, you need to practice self-compassion. Forgive yourself for past mistakes and embrace your imperfections. This, in the coaching world, is called short-term memory loss. This is a sincere act of forgetting your imperfections and mistakes and taking the next right step. Celebrate small wins. Every step forward, no matter how seemingly insignificant, is a victory. This is crucial for your emotional health and the building of resilience as you face your fear. Challenge negative self-talk. Replace those what ifs with empowering affirmations like I am capable, or I can do this, and I trust myself. You may need to have note cards or sticky notes with affirmations on your bathroom mirror, or carry them with you as a reminder of who God created you to be. You are not a disappointment. And then seek support. Surround yourself with positive, encouraging individuals who believe in you. Also, for the 1,000th time, find a counselor. Keep searching until you find the right fit for you. Do not settle for less. Remember, fear is a natural human emotion that doesn't have to control your life. By acknowledging its presence, understanding its tactics, and building self-trust, you can transform what-ifs into what gods. Remember, you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and more capable than you think. Here's my go-to answer when it comes to fear. Please hear me loud and clear on this one. Let fear be the losing opponent today. It does not get the victory. So, until next time, remember to learn to trust yourself by building resilience and facing your fears. Take small steps to conquer those fears, and remember, fear doesn't win today. Thanks for being here. See you next week. Hey, thanks for listening. I don't take it for granted that you're here. You didn't listen by mistake. If you want to reach out, you can DM me on Instagram at Tony Thrash. Until next week, remember, there's still time left on the clock. Let's get you off the bench to start your comeback. I want to give a special shout out to Country Club for the original music. You can find them on Instagram at Country Club.